Okay, so yesterday we said Ein Shlichus V'Aveir because Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishaymin. When we spoke this out yesterday, I mentioned that there's two opinions. There's those that learn that we do it on a subjective basis. Do you think the guy is going to listen or not? Normally, you don't think the guy is going to listen to go against the Torah because he should be listening to Hashem. Therefore, your appointment of agency wasn't an appointment. That's what some learn. Others learn that the other way. That it's not pshat, it's a subjective decision. Because the Rabbi Nishlam wants the shliach to listen to him, therefore, agency wasn't written for a dvar aveira. The concept of agency, Hashem didn't make it work for aveira because he doesn't want agency by an aveira. The agent should never be doing the aveira. Now, if Kamina would be Lamashal, the guy is a mummer. He unfortunately is a guy that doesn't care about mitzvahs and doesn't care about doing aveiras. When you appoint him to do an aveira, you can't say he didn't think he was going to listen. Therefore, obviously, then according to that shita, it would be yeshliach v'dvar aveira. But according to the shita that says Hashem doesn't want agency because he wants to be listened to, then there's no concept of agency by dvar aveira. Now, Kamina would also be if the shliach was a shaygig. He doesn't know that it's aser. So if you learn that pshat is, I didn't think he was going to do it, well, if he's a shaygig, what did I do wrong now? Yes, I did start the conference call. It's a shaygig, then he would do it. But if you learn that there's no concept of shlichus by an aveira, so that even if he's a shaygig, there's no agency by an aveira because Rabbi Nishlam wants to be listened to. Meaning, not because in this subjective case, but there was no concept given that Hashem wants people to listen to him. Now, even though this guy is not doing it amazing, but there was no concept of agency set.
The first subjective?
Will this guy, do I think he's going to listen to me? If he's a shaygig, why wouldn't I think he was going to listen to me? He would listen to me. Or is it pshat that once the Rabbi Nishlam doesn't want aveira is done, he doesn't want the concept of agency by an aveira, whether the shliach is a shaygig or not a shaygig? That is the machloikus in understanding divrei Rav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishaymin.
Since you know there's no agency, then how can it work by this case
of Mila? I can't swallow it. You haven't given me I'm trying to go through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara asked the Kasha from Mila, where there it says that there is agency, even though it's an Aveira. So the Gemara answered, that's a special Zeres HaKosov. The Torah wrote, there's agency by Mila. That's the Gemara's question, and that's the Gemara's answer. So even though it's an Aveira, and there's no agency by Aveira, but here the Torah said there is agency. There is the custom. Now, so yesterday I spoke out Tysus' kasha that really Me'ilah shouldn't be a question to begin with. Because by Me'ilah, the shliach is a shaygig. He doesn't know. Me'ilah means it's done b'shaygig. So according to the first explanation, that it depends do I think he's going to do it or not, there's no reason here I should suspect he wouldn't do it. He's a shaygig. He doesn't know it's usher. So what's the Gemara's kasha for Me'ilah? Even, we learn the first way, the Divrei Rav is a subjective thing. I don't expect the shliach to do it because he knows it's prohibited. But in the case of Me'ilah, he doesn't know it's prohibited, and therefore he will do it. So what's the kasha from Me'ilah? That's Tysus' kasha. So Tysus answers that if the shliach is amazed, but the guy who sent him is a shaygig, we say Yeshliach Udvar Avera, and the guy who sent him is Chayev. That means, Shimon asked Levi, can you go do something with a Hegdish thing? Now, Shimon doesn't know it's Hegdish. He forgot. Levi is aware it's Hegdish. Yeah. And Levi is aware. And still, Shimon is Chayev. Even though Levi knew it was all Hegdish. Because Yeshliach Udvar Avera. Why? There's no reason to assume Levi would have done it because Levi was not a shaygig. Therefore, that's the Gemara's kasha from Me'ilah. Do you see that even when the shliach is amazing, yes, shliach l'dvar aveira. That's the kasha from Me'ilah. That's Tysus's answer on this question. And I did mention this yesterday as we were learning, but that's not the gay now. Just reviewed it. Fine. So at the end of the day, Ein Shlichu D'Vayir Aveira, without getting involved in the two understandings, Ein Shlichu D'Vayir Aveira. Mi'ila is an exception to the rule. That by Mi'ila we say, Yesh Shlichu D'Vayir Aveira. Frek the Gemara, we're up to Venelof Mina, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 lines at the bottom, or 15 lines at the bottom. Venelof Mina. Why can't Mi'ila be a source? How do you know Mi'ila is the exception? Maybe Mi'ila teaches me Yesh Shlichu D'Vayir Aveira. We have a rule, we always compare to what the Torah wrote. The Torah wrote by Mi'ila the Shliach, so why don't we use that as a source that everywhere Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Why do you say Mi'ila is the exception? Maybe that's the rule. And for the Gemara, Shemdaiva Mi'ila or Shlichas Yad Shnei Ksubim Abon Ke'echad cannot derive from Mi'ila because the Torah wrote two exceptions. And we have a rule, whenever there's two, that's not the rule, that's the exception. And therefore, you cannot use Mi'ila as a source, the Yesh Shlichu D'Vayir Aveira, because there's two places that the Torah wrote Yesh Shlichu D'Vayir Aveira. Why did the Torah write it in two places? Let the Torah write it in one place, if this is the rule. If this is the rule, let the Torah write it by Mi'ila, and I figure out Shlichus Yad. Why did the Torah write it again? To tell me only these two cases, don't use this as a source. And the Mela, it's Ein Shlichu D'Vayir Aveira, except in these two cases. Now, what is Shlichus Yad? Shlichus Yad is as follows. I ask a guy to watch my wallet. I ask him, Now he's fancy wallet. I ask him if he can watch it for me. I either pay him or I don't pay him. It makes no difference. He has no right to use the wallet. I didn't lend him the wallet. I didn't rent him the wallet. I asked him to watch my wallet. He's either getting paid or he's doing me a favor, but he's watching my wallet. He decides he's going to use the wallet. And he goes and he uses the wallet. And then he puts it back. He used it, put it back. The minute he used it, he became chayiv and einzin. A regular shomer is not chayiv if an einus happens. But since he used it, he becomes chayiv and einzin. Because he was shaleach yad. That's the term he used it. He used it without permission. Therefore, at that moment, he becomes like a ganav, and he's responsible for the item, even if an einus happens. Now, if the item is around, he just gives it back. He's good to go. But if the item gets, an armed robber comes and steals the wallet, he can tell him, I'm an einus. I can swear I'm an einus. We ask him, did you ever use it? He has to swear that he never used it. Because if he used it, he becomes responsible for einusim. That's the rule. That is the rule of Shlichus Yad. By Shlichus Yad, we have a pasuk that tells me that if I ask somebody to use the wallet, right?
The shomer asks.
The shomer asks somebody to use the wallet. He is chayav for Shlichus Yad. It's as if he used the wallet. Even though it's an aveira, the shomer becomes responsible for einzim. He's the shomer.
Right.
Ask somebody to use the wallet. So asking somebody to use the wallet, right, that person who uses the wallet is an agent of the guy, the shomer. Right, the shomer says to him, "Do me a favor, take that wallet and put in my $100 bill. I want to." So the shliach goes and does it. Right. So the halacha is that the mashaleach, the one who sent him, is chayev. It's an aveira. We learn that from a pasuk. Yes, shliach l'dvar aveira by shlichus yad. And therefore, since there's now two psukim that say Yesh Shlichu D'Vayir Aveira, by Mi'ila and by Shlichus Yad, so we have a rule. Whenever the Torah make two halachas, and one is unnecessary because I can derive it from the other, it means only those two cases, do not use it as a source.
Is the shliach aware?
Well, it depends on that shaila of shaykin. Let's say he is aware. To avoid the problem, let's say he is aware.
This seems like a perfect place to say sricha.
To say what?
The sricha, that we need both.
Well, you tell me why we need both.
Because you could learn from Shlomo.
That's not a reason, that's a source.
That's a source?
Chet Chet from Truma is the source. Why Baba Ilu would say Yesh Lechud Ra'avera? Not a Svara. Tzricha is only when you have a Svara that you can't compare one to the other. Zog to Gemara. It's two psukim that say the same thing. Where is Mi'ilu Hadamaran? Mi'ilu, as we said, Chet Chet from Truma. Shlichus Yad Mahi. Where do we see that the Torah made an exception by Shlichus Yad? The Tanya. It says, HaKol Dvar Pesha. I guess, on every item of negligence. I don't know how he translates it, Artscroll. What? Now, what does he translate Dvar?
Every matter.
Every matter of negligence. Okay.
No,
I'm saying. It says, the pasuk before says he has to swear that he didn't use it. And then it says, I'll call Dvar Pesha. Those words are not necessary. Torah's listing items of Shmira didn't have to say, I'll call Dvar Pesha. Right next to Shlichus Yad. So what does it tell me? B'Shamay says that the guy thought that he was going to use it, he's already considered a Shaleach Yad. Even if he never used the wallet. Forget about Shlichus. He himself decided, you know what, I'm going to use the wallet today. That moment he becomes a Shaleach Yad, and from then on he's Chayv and Einzen. And when he swears he was a Shaleach Yad, it means he didn't even think of using it.
So the minute he thinks?
Now, think means he decided to use it.
So he made a decision to use it already.
But he didn't use it.
But he didn't use it.
Still, he's chayev. For deciding to use it, he's chayev. Yes, that's what B'Shamay learns out. I'll call Dvar Pesha. Even if the Shlichus Yad never happened, but he wanted to do it, that's enough. That's what B'Shamay says. B'Shamay says, not true. He has to actually use it. What do you do with the words I call Dvar Pesha? Which Beshamah uses for the word Dvar, speaking that you're going to use it, or Machshava. But it says in the Pasuk, he has to actually use it. Cannot call Dvar Pesha Lamali. So what are you going to do with I call Dvar Pesha? Because I would think only if he uses it. What if he tells his Eved or Shliach to use it? How do I know that he becomes responsible? Talmud Leimer, I'll call Dvar Pesha. So according to Beis Hillel, we have Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad. I'll call Dvar Pesha teaches us that Shlichus Yad, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And by Me'ila we say, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So the combination of the two psukim teach me that these are exceptions. Do not use it to build a rule. That's what the Gemara answers. Rashi. Look, Rashi. V'neil of minot. L'chol dvar avera d'yeshliach. Why don't we use it as a source for every avera d'yeshliach? Shlichus yad b'pikot. L'chol dvar pesha. Baser im le'sholach yodik siv. It's written right after im le'sholach yodai. That he has to swear that he didn't use it. L'chayev al machshava. If he said he would, or he decided he would, this is a very important point. I'm just going to send 30 seconds on this. Machshava doesn't mean contemplating. Machshava means deciding. The guy says to himself, he thinks, you know, I'm going to give $100 to that tzedakah. Maybe I will. He didn't make a decision. He's thinking of a possibility of doing that. That's not called machshava. We think of all kinds of things. Contemplating is not a machshava. Decision is a machshava. He decides to do it. Never said anything, never did anything, but he decided to do something. Beshamai says that decision is shlichus yad in itself. That at that point he becomes chayiv and einzin. Harihu b'shusrei me'aisesha. It becomes his responsibility at that moment. Ve'elach and on, mischayev b'chol einzim she'alubay. To be mischayev in everything wrong that can happen, I feel like v'shem rechinam. Even if he had a halacha v'shem rechinam, shloha yechayev ad achshav elu b'mshia. V'shem rechinam is only chayev for negligence. He would be chayev even for einus. because he decided to use it. Ain li shenischai ba'inshim b'shlichus yad, ela b'zman sheshonuch b'yad hu atzmai, he used it by himself. How do I know that if he sent a shliach to use it, he's chai b'shlichus yad? Beisil learns that out from a kol dvar pesha. So according to Beisil, I have two psukim for shliach dvar veira. Mi'ila and shlichus yad. Frank the Gemara. According to Beis Shammai. Correct. The Gemara. Hanichel Beis Hill. Beis Shammai. The Mukmin of the High Krab and Machshava Kamaisa. Beis Shammai says that the pasuk has nothing to do with shlichus. It's to say that decision is considered like an action. So Neilav Mina. So back to the question: why is the Meila a source? Dr. Gemara Mishum Da'ave Meila Utzvicha Mechira Shneksum Abankech. There's another place that the Torah revealed to me as shlichus Ravera. And that is in the following scenario.
Besides, we had from Avodah Zarah the Machshava Kemaisa, right? Avodah Zarah, we had. The only thing I ever had is. Okay, a person decided, I'm going to do this. And then he has chusim that stopped him.
Right, that's wonderful. According to Mishamah, he's Shleich Yad.
Again.
I want to make it clear, he's not Chayev anything. He becomes responsible for Einzim. He's not obligated. If he gives it back, he's fine.
Of course, but this happened. What?
This is exactly the Kassav. The Torah said the Yechayim from Machshava. Going to Beis Shammai.
But again,
you can't ask logical. According to Beis Shammai, the Torah wrote this. What am I supposed to do? So you decided that it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I decided.
I know, but Beis Shammai decided not like you. What am I supposed to do?
By hektish, if a person has decided...
To make it hektish, it becomes hektish.
Yeah.
The same by truma.
Right.
Right.
So it's the same kind of concept. Something to...
I'm not looking to make comparisons. I'm looking to see what the Torah wrote by Shlichus Yad.
So according to Beis Shammai, those are not exceptions. That's always the rule.
The what?
There's two exceptions, Mila and
Well, that's true. We only have one exception. So that should be the rule.
Truma
is not a vera.
It's a concept that just thinking accomplishes it.
I get it. Okay, so now you're asking a different question. Why don't we learn that the Machshava works for everything? That's not what the Gemara is dealing with here. That's Rabbi Cohn's issues, that he's trying to compare Machshava of Truma to Machshava of Shlichus Yad.
Or Hegdish.
Or Avodah Zarah. Or Ula said, if you do something twice, that Machshava counts. You had that Gemara also.
Recently.
Yes, you did. Right after the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. In fact, it was on the test. When does Machshava count? One of the answers is Ula says after two times. It was right in the Gemara. Ula Amarka Rav Huna.
Rebbe, Shlichus Yad is categorized as a lav. I mean, is it a vera real, or is it just a rule in Shlichus in Shmira?
How to use it?
No, but
I gave you something to watch. No right to use it.
It's a rule in Shmira in Shomer. I mean, it's not a vera. Is it a lav? It's just the result. If you use it...
Oh, it's an Aveira. It's an Aveira for a Shomer to use it.
Is it punishable with Malkus or something? I mean, if he does it?
Oh, it's, I mean, is it daily punishable with Malkus? Any monetary Aveira doesn't get... Well, I shouldn't say any. Most monetary Aveiras don't get punished with Malkus. They get punished by payment. Shlichus Yad makes the guy, and again, I'm going to be, if you get technical with me, I won't be able to back up what I'm saying. But in the general approach, Shlichus Yad makes this guy as if he stole the item. A ganav is chayav b'einzim. He is now a status of a ganav till he gives it back. If nothing happens to it, life goes on, like a ganav who stole and gave it back. Except the owner never knows about it.
I mean,
because when the owner comes and picks up his wallet, he hands him his wallet, He doesn't have to say whether he used it or not. The only thing happened was an armed robber stole the wallet. So now the owner wants his wallet, and the guy claims that itis happened. So we make him swear that he never used it. Because if he used it, he's responsible for itis.
When we say shneiksuvim kaboyin kechad, it means that we could learn one from the other, right? They're both saying the same thing. We could learn. So how would I learn shlichas yad from meila? I mean, it's a different kind of class.
Tell me why I shouldn't learn not me shlichas yad from meila. It's Mila's your burden. Again, tell me why not? Not my burden of proof. Say why yes.
Because
you tell me why not.
Because meilas is a keneged shemayim kind of thing. It's your over against. It's b'nei Adam, one's b'nei Adam and one's k'neged Shemayim. Maybe you can't compare the two.
Right, I would learn me'ila from shlichas yad.
Maybe with a kal v'chomer?
Why not?
Okay.
And for the Gemara, that there's a third time place. Now, according to Meisil, it will be a third place. According to Meshavah, it will be a second place.
And that's the problem, and now it can be.
Not true. Three is best. Three for sure you don't learn out from. Now, what is the third place? Now, look is as follows. If a guy buys steals a shar or a seh, only those two items, either a shar or a seh, and he shechts it or sells it, he has to pay dalet vehei. The halacha of the Torah. If somebody steals a shor or a seh, he pays chamisha boker talam mitakas hashor. For the shor, he would have to pay five times as much. The arba tzayin takas haseh. And for the seh, he would have to pay four times as much. That's the gzeres hakasav. Over there, we learn out that if a guy stole it, then he asks somebody, shecht it for me, he has to pay dalet vehei. The guy who stole it. He didn't shecht it. We have a pasuk that teaches me that over there, asking somebody to do it for you is like you did it yourself. Which is yeshliach l'dvar aveira. That's another exception. So therefore, it can't be, ila can't be a source, because the Torah repeated that somewhere else. And we have a rule that when you have two psukim, it can be a source. Talk to Gemara. Shem da'ave mi'ila.
Doesn't matter
if the messenger knows. Even if he knows. So I don't want to get involved in shaygig. The only time I have to get involved in shaygig is by mi'ila. Because I had no choice, because mi'ila is only b'shaygig. But by these things, he can know. The shliach knew you stole it. So the Meila, Tricha Mechira, Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, B'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, Eim Elamdin, cannot serve as a source. Meila HaGamaran, Meila is Chet Chet Mitruma, and Tricha Mechira Mayi, where do you see that the Torah made an exception for Tricha Mechira? Amikro Tzvachai Oy Mecharai. The Torah wrote, he shechted it or sold it. Ma Mechirai Deyachar, even though by selling, you need another party. Can't sell it unless somebody buys it. Now, the guy who bought it didn't necessarily, he's not your shliach, but you need another party involved. Af tzvicha aydei achar. The Torah is saying, tzvicha can be done like mechira. Just like mechira, the ganav can't do it himself. Tzvicha can be that the ganav didn't do it himself, somebody else did it. The juxtaposition of tzvachai ay mecharai is to tell me that just like Mechira involves another party, Tzvicha can involve another party. Rashi. Top Rashi Amud Aleph. Neluf minei mimila. Ma Mechira einem eskayem asaydei achar. You can't sell something unless there's another party. Haganav meichera lekeach lekeach. Av Tzvicha, afila tavcha shliach, yischayev haganav metashlu medalot vehei. Even if the shliach shechted it, the ganav is chayev v'dalav v'hei. So we're learning it out from the juxtaposition of tzvachai mecharai. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, and Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they said, oy l'rabbis is hashliach. He said, oy mecharai. Could have said, utvachai umecharai. So oy is to tell me that even a shliach. Rabbi Chizkiya Tani, takas l'rabbis is hashliach. By Chizkiya, they learned out from the word, Takas, it says Takas twice. Takas Hashar, Takas Aseh. One of them is extra. To tell me, even a Shliach. Rashi, Oy Mechari L'Rabbis Avil Shliach, Takas Hashar, Takas Aseh, Dechad Minei Yiseru. One of them is extra. V'Tarash L'Rabbis Shemin Shliach Takav. If he appointed a Shliach instead of him, L'Tzvayach, the Shech, Chayev Aganav. At the end of the day, Tzvicha Mechir is an exception. One of three ways to learn it out. Either from the juxtaposition of Tzvach and Mechari, or from I, or from Takas. Dr. Gemara, we've asked this question a number of times. That's good if you say it when the Torah repeated it twice. It can't be a source. According to Beishama, we only have two. Beishama, we have three now. So Beishama Hill, we're good to go. But Beishama only has two. And we have there's a machloikas whether two is a source or not. So if you learn not, great. But if you learn yes, we're back to the question. Why don't we learn now from Mi'ila and Tzvicha that Yeshliach Ladar Veira all over? And for the Gemara...
When the Gemara said before that, before we got to this problem of base B'Shamai, even if things are going good, things are going that...
Why didn't the Gemara ask right away in Beis Hill, according to the Mandam Shnei Ksuvim
for Lamdan? So
the answer is, you could have, but we went and finished our third pasuk. No, so now we asked the Kash. You could have.
I thought maybe there was something intrinsically.
No. And for the Gemara, Galui Rachmana B'Shchut Eichutz, by the Torah revealed to me by Shchut Eichutz, which I will get to in a second, that over there the Torah says, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So since the Torah revealed there Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that's a source that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira anywhere. What is Shchut Eichutz? Shchut Eichutz is a guy has a carbon and he shechts it outside the Azara. He's Chayev Karas. And the Pasuk says over there that the guy who owns the carbon is Chayev for Shchita. And even if he asks the messenger to do for him, he's not Chayev. The guy who shechts it is chayev, not the guy who owns the carbon, even if he asked an agent to do it. The Torah there reveals to me that agency does not work. And once the Torah revealed to me by Shchut Eichutz that agency doesn't work, that serves as a source that agency doesn't work. So even though normally we would learn out, but not when the Torah wrote, not that way. The Torah wrote by Shchut Eichutz, no agency. So we say the Torah is revealing to me that the rule is no agency. What is Shchut Eichutz? Dam yechashiv l'ishahu, dam shafach. It's considered blood to the person who shechted the kachim out of Nazara. He spilled blood. Why did it have to say l'ishahu? Tell me, who b'loy shluchay? Now, the obvious question is, how do you know what to compare? You have Mila and Shlichus Yad, there is Shlichus. And Shchut Eichutz, there's no Shlichus. Who says what's the rule and what's the exception? Right? If you learn Shnei Ksuvim Avonchach Eim Lamdan, so there's no Kasha. But if you learn, you could learn from Mila and Shlichus Yad. So Shchut Eichutz is the opposite way. So who decides which is the rule and which is the exception? In fact, the Gemara, how do I know everywhere else? The yalla mishchut echutz. At the yalla mishchut echutz, they have the mahanach. Why is shchut echutz the rule? Maybe the rule is milah shlichus yad. Maybe shchut echutz is the exception. So the Gemara Kasa Rachmana Benichras Yishahu. There's a second ahu. Meinayin legufay. I don't need that ahu for Benichras Yishahu. We're talking about the guy who shechted it. That extra who is to tell me this is the source for the rest of the Torah. So Shchut Eichutz is the source of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Why compare it to Shchut Dechutz? Why don't we compare it to Mila and Shlichus Yad? Because the Torah repeated it twice by Shchut Dechutz. Twice it said Ahu. Dam Yechashav Lishahu, V'nichras Ishahu. So the second Ahu tells me that's the source for the whole Torah.
This is going from
Correct.
And
Correct.
Shammai.
Correct.
Us,
next Gemara piece. That's going to be the next real people. Yeah,
Bishamai.
Bishamai is also real people.
What I'm saying is, Shniksum and Emelamdin and Beis Hillel, for us, I'm saying, we have three now, we have no problem with.
So you want to know, what would they do with Ahu? The Gemara's going to answer that. But that's going to be the Gemara's problem.
This whole thing is just.
Yeah, that means we're interested in answering that mandiyamar also, correct. Yes?
So, I don't know if this is the case, but let's say this is the case. A person's makish of the hand for carbon. And then, so now it has it's kodesh.
It's a carbon.
You could do meal on it. A person could do meal on it.
Yes.
But then he decides to make it into shchut echut. So he gives it to someone else to make on it. So maybe this is dafka because this shchut
echut. There's no me'ila by shechting it.
But he's doing it outside. Doesn't that make him me'ila?
No. Me'ila is having pleasure from Egdish.
So because he didn't. If you steal from Hekdish, it doesn't count until you have pleasure?
It's not so simple. But he's not stealing at this point. Shechting is not stealing.
He was mafish it already.
That doesn't make a difference. Shechita is not stealing. Let me explain. If you have Hekdish, I'm not going to say you, I mean, if Shimon has Hekdish and Levi steals it, he's Chayav Mila. But if Shimon has Hekdish and Shimon does something to it, if he has no pleasure, there's no Mila. The Gemara explains, because when Shimon has Hekdish, it's considered in his domain. And stealing would have to be removed from his domain to a different domain.
So when does it become Mila?
Either the guy who made it Hekdish or anybody else uses it and has pleasure, or somebody steals it from the guy who made it Hekdish's domain.
And he doesn't need that pleasure other than
then that. Then he doesn't have that pleasure, correct.
And if he gives it to the Gabbai, if the Shimon gives it to the Gabbai of the Mikdash, then it doesn't belong to him anymore? Or
it's still his carbon.
Okay.
That's what we're saying now. Correct. Or Tzvicha Mechira. Also an exception. According to Beis Shammai, Shlichus Yad is not an exception. They learn in the Kol Dvar Pesha to tell me Machshava. Mila and Tzvicha Mechira are two exceptions. When to make Seol, Shlichus Yad, and Tzvicha Mechira. Shechting, when you steal an animal, a shor, a shechting. Rashi, the Rashi, Ma'ikah l'meimah ne'elub min ha'yeshlich d'var v'ero, hu v'lo yeshluch ha'gersinan. Period. So at the end of the day, we can learn ha'yeshlich d'var v'ero out of shchut echutz. Or we can learn a shlichus d'arveira from snake suvim b'ankechad emelamdin. Or we can learn it out of shlichus suvim b'ankechad emelamdin. According to Beis Hillel, we have three. We have Mila, shlichus yad, and shlichus mechira. So there's many different sources for shlichus d'arveira. Pick your source. Problem is, according to the Mandiyamin, it says that emelamdin, why do I need the pasuk of ahu, ahu? We said we use Ahu Ahu to teach you Sein Shlichus D'var Aveira. That's if you need that as a source. But according to Beis Hillel, you don't need that as a source. So why did the Torah write Ahu twice? Frank the Gemara, L'man D'amr Shneksu M'abon G'echadei M'lamdin, Hani Ahu Ahu, my Darish Bu. What do they do with that extra Ahu? Two extra Ahus. Because I don't even need it to tell me Ein Shlichus D'var Aveira by Shchut Echot. I really know Ein Shlichus D'var Aveira. So I have two extra ahus. So the Gemara Chad L'mutei Shnayim Shoechzim B'Sakim B'Shoechzim. One is to exclude when the person has somebody else help him with the shechita. Somebody donated a carbon, right? And then two people go. It could be the same guy, it could be somebody else on their own, and they shecht it outside of the azara. So we say they're not chayev. Karas only comes if the guy shechts it himself. Dam yechashel lishahu. One person. If two people shecht it together, they're not going to get karas. They get it. I'm sure upstairs they get it, something, but they're not getting karas. The chadahu v'loy anus, hu v'loy shaygig, hu v'loy muta. They tell me that only if he did it b'meizid. If he did it under accident, somebody forced him to do it, or he did it because he didn't realize it was kachim, or somebody misled him and told him it's mutter to do, he's not chayav karas. So who was to tell me only if he did it b'meizid? Not if he did it b'shaygig, not if he did it because he was misled, or not if he did it behind us. Rashi.
That's only here?
Rashi.
That's only here?
We'll see. If you give me a minute, we'll do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lemutishnaim Aichzim, Shepturim, sorry, Lemandameim Lamdin, the Rashi before. The last one, Lemelev, Mimilo, Tricha, the Eshliach, Levaravera, Umiswara, Einshliach. Miswara, there's none. The Islam, Lemelev, the Eshliach, the Shemai, the Vera Rav, Vahani, Ahu, Ahu, Madarishbo. Logic says that we learn it out, right, because of Snake Suming, Bagher, and Lamdin. So you go with what you think, and that is that there's no agency by Avera. That they don't have to bring a chatas, even if they're shaking. Who means you did it willingly? Fine. Frank Rabbi Cohn, why in the world do you have to exclude einus? It's excluded in the whole Torah. Why over here do I have to exclude einus? This is Rabbi Cohn's question. The Ravid asked the Kasha. And there's a fascinating Ravid. The Ravid says that since the Torah wrote, Dam Yechashev Ishahu, what does that mean? It's considered blood for that man. It means it's viewed as if he killed. The Torah is saying, you shech the carb matzah de azara, it's like you killed someone. That's what the Torah said. Dam yechashev lishahu. It's considered blood. It's like he spilled blood. Dam shafach. He spilled blood. He shechted an animal. But the Torah says shechting a carbon outside the azara is like you killed. By killing, we don't say einus is putter. It's one of the three cardinal sins. Therefore, I would have a havamina that by shchutei chutz, you don't say einus is putter. Therefore, Torah had to write Hu v'loy anus. That's the Ravid. A fascinating Ravid. The Torah is, there would be a havamina that a person would have to give up his life for shchutei chutz, like by murder, because the Torah says dam yeshafach l'ishahu dam chosha dam shafach. Look, the Ravid, the Torah is saying it's by killing, and by killing, you're chayev. Even behind us. Therefore, you need a pasuk ahu to say it's like killing, but not behind us.
So there's three cardinals and four cardinals.
It's not, because the Torah is at ahu.
That's
the Torah is at ahu.
The Hobbin was that if a person say you shepherded outside the Azara. If not, we would be killed. He has to give up his life.
That's what the Ravid says to Havamina. Correct. Not me. The Ravid. So you see two things from this Ravid. The Achrayim have a problem with this Ravid, because the halacha is the Rambam paskens, if somebody is forced to murder, even though he didn't have avera, but he's supposed to give up his life, but he's not chayav misa. The Ravid seems to say that by murder he would be chayav misa if he killed Ba'inus. That's a chiddush of the Ravid. But what I saw in this Ravid, and I used it in one of my drushes when I spoke in a shul that I am, that you see that when it says in the Ramban that a carbon is a representative of the person, when a person makes a carbon and he brings it, he should think as if he's being shechted, if he's being zayrik tadam. The Ramban explains carbon is a person has to see that this animal is substituting him. That's reality. It's not just a thing. That the Torah is saying, this carbon is you. It's a human. It's a certain extent. And therefore, there would be a havamina that is considered murder. You see that the concept of what a carbon is, it's not just like an extra esoteric thing. It's a havamina that it's considered murder. The pasuk says, dam shafach. That's what I saw from this rabbi.
What's
the
shogeg and
toes? Shogeg is he makes his own mistake. Mutta is somebody persuaded him that it's okay.
And I have notes written down from earlier. I wrote down one is Asher Choshev Shahu Mutta Lashkot. That was Mutta to do it over there. There was a lot of Shef. And the other one I wrote down is that he didn't know that it was Asher.
Maybe that's another shot in that. The shot I saw is that Shagig is his own mistake, Mutta is who's misled.
And they're both Nones, right?
No, Einus means action, force.
I'm sorry?
Shagig and Einus are two different things. Shagig is a mistake, Einus is by force.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but it's a Kiddush Dick arriving. Big Kiddush Dick arriving. But he's answering your question. Why do I need a pasuk to say Ahuv Eloyanus? The Rashba brings the Raivad, the Miri brings the Raivad.
The concept that if a person doesn't give up his life, they're not Chayav Misa, that's
a Rambam.
I'm saying that's big stuff. No, I would have thought.
Rabbi Schitz, you got to smile from Rabbi
Schitz. No, not because of B'chol Nafshecha. What does that mean?
What you're obligated to do.
Okay, what does B'chol Nafshecha mean?
That your person's obligated to give his life up for certain things.
And if you don't, but.
It doesn't say in the pasuk if you don't. You have to add that yourself. Here's a pen. You can write it into Kriya Shema.
No, that's what until today,
that's
what I thought it was.
To Machlaikis Rishaynim. Three-way Machlokes Rishonim. Three-way Machlokes Rishonim.
One is
Chayav
Misa,
one's
not
Chayav
Misa, and the third is?
The Rambam differentiates between a guy that did it by force of somebody else, or he did it because he felt he needed to do it because of illness. He's going to die unless he does it. There the Rambam says he's Chayav. Rambam says, if somebody stands over to somebody and says, serve Avodah Zarah, if not, I'm going to kill you, and the guy serves Avodah Zarah, he's not Chayav Misa. But if a guy gets sick and he's suffering terribly, he's going to die from depression, mental illness, unless he serves Avodah Zarah, he's mechuyev to die rather than serve Avodah Zarah. And he serves Avodah Zarah, he's Chayav Misa. Even though they're both einus. The Rambam differentiates with these whether the Einus is external or internal. As far as the Rambam, I heard from my Rebbe once of Shabbat, that's not the point here. The Ramban in Ksubas doesn't differentiate, says the Patra in both cases. And the Raivad, by Mitzich at least, says Yechayiv in both cases. So there are three people.
You can be an
honest
internally?
The guy can be sick that the doctors say that unless he does this, he's going to die. Don't ask me. This is obviously not the regular. But the Gemara says about Arias, a guy, the doctor said, unless he lives with this woman, he's going to die. How long can he let him die? To the point that if they say, he says, that the doctors say he has to be able to speak to the woman privately. If not, he's going to die. Let him die.
It's because someone told him. Because someone suggested that's the way to recover.
No, he needs to do it. The doctor said he's dying unless he gets enough. Nobody told him. The doctor didn't tell him. The doctor is telling you the reality of the ground. The guy is sick in many ways. He's sick. And he's going to die unless you give him a chance to be with that woman. The law is, let him die.
That's what I was asking before. I don't know. He said it has to be with someone before the situation.
That's also a form of honest. I mean, I have a hard time saying how a guy will die if he doesn't do shkutei chutz. You know what I mean? I think a type of harayas is different than the type of a shkutei chutz.
Because I didn't say he's going to die.
Again, so the regular honest is if somebody stands over with him with a gun. Honest means forced. That's what it means. It doesn't mean anything else.
They forgot.
That's not an honest. That's a shaking. No, let's not confuse things.
I have to remember it.
No, honest means forced. There are two ways to be forced, externally or internally. I see that happening by Arias. I have a harder time at happening by Shkutei Chutz. I don't see this huge desire of Shkutei Chutz that the guy will die unless he gets Shkutei Chutz.
His blood is right. Nowadays, we don't have as much of a desire to serve.
I'm talking about Bezonis. Yeah, but if there would be such a desire, the Rambam would say, I mean, not by Shkut Chutz, by Arias, by Abedizara, he would say, he's Chayiv Misa. So there's three Shittas. So even though Chayiv and Patur sounds like two, there's a third. It's Rambaning Subas, it's a Rambam and a Raivet.
If he does it,
the Rambam says.
No, but I'm on the Zorayas. If he what? He chayav misa if he.
He lives with the woman, or he sees the woman undressed, or he talks to the woman.
He's chayav misa.
Oh, he's not chayav misa for talking to the woman, for living with the woman. She's an HSS. She's an erva.
He's not considered a
shaita. No, he's considered a sick. I mean,
I'm saying so.
You know the famous word from the Munkacher Rebbe. Same word from the Munkacher Rebbe. It's a sharp word, and I'm hesitant to say it over, but I'll say it over anyway. Somebody came to the Rebbe and said, my son is crazy. So the Rebbe said, why? He said, he dances with girls and he eats chazer. The Rebbe looked at him and said, if he would eat girls and dance with chazer, he'd be crazy. If he dances with girls and eats chazer, he's not crazy. That's what he said. What? That's normal to eat dance with girls and eat chazer. He's not a frum, but he's not crazy. Crazy. I know the Chazal say so he's crazier than that aspect. If he would eat girls and dance with pigs, then he'd be crazy. On that note, everyone.